The word today is enslaved. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Among the most difficult conditions that some people endure is slavery. Throughout history, and even today, humans have subjected others into forced service. While this is a dire earthly problem, slavery to sin is a condition that can harm a person spiritually for eternity. Jesus Christ came to set us free from such slavery. We no longer have to be controlled by sin and evil. Here to share more about this encouraging topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Enslaved.
We may go through some absolutely difficult circumstances for a portion of our life. I don't know that many of us get through life without some kind of desert experience or a period of time when it's just terrible. And it may be an illness. Perhaps we have to fight some kind of an illness for years, and it's a tremendous physical burden. Other times it might be some kind of ailment or struggle with a family member, and we need to try to lift them up so that they won't sink through all their struggles. There's the ongoing problem in so many people's lives of abandonment, where someone that was supporting us, someone that should have been there for us, like a father or a mother, leaves and lets us flounder. Very painful, difficult things that many people experience, all due to the presence of sin that causes us to do wicked and ungodly things. One of the great evils and difficulties of life is slavery, where individuals are forced into conditions either politically or economically where they have no freedom. And that's a really burdensome, difficult thing. And many of the people, including people around the world that listen to The Word Today, might be in a situation where they don't have economic or political freedom. And also there is a form of religious enslavement where you're not given your rights and your ability to worship freely because of your belief in Jesus. So we're going to talk for a moment about slavery and about how God wants to give us freedom through Jesus Christ. We're going to go back to the Old Testament and take a look at the classic account in the Bible in the Old Testament that talks about freedom is from Exodus chapter 2. Now, it's a several chapters long story. The account is quite extended, but I'm going to focus on just a little segment of it this morning that teaches us about how God's heart is inclined toward the person who's suffering, toward the individual who is enslaved. And in chapter 2 of Exodus, starting at verse 23, it says this: "During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them." There's a couple of critical things here about this segment, and one, not just the slavery and the groaning and the physical travail of the people in Egypt, that's a very important point. But the other important point is where it says in verse 24 that God remembered his covenant. And at the end of this today, I hope you'll have an appreciation for God's covenant, the promise that he made through the ancient Jewish people to bring the world a savior. And that's what's in reference when it talks about his covenant or agreement with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Let's go back to this situation where it's talking about the Jews groaning in slavery. The book of Exodus teaches us that after the death of Joseph, the Jews who had come down to a land called Goshen, which was part of ancient Egypt, were settling and were prospering. They were multiplying greatly. But over a few hundred years, the people became so numerous that the Egyptians were spooked by that, and they decided to deal treacherously with them, so they forced the Jews into slavery. And that's how we find in the book of Exodus that the people are making mud bricks for construction projects, for Egypt's expansion projects. And this was very, very physically taxing, very humiliating, and they had wonderful, intelligent people that were forced into these menial tasks. And so God sees this, and as it says in verse 25, God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. Now, here's the deal. God has concern about anybody who is treated unjustly. Anywhere you are in the world, if someone's abusing you, manipulating you, stealing from you, is sexually mistreating a person, any of these is deplorable, and God despises all of such sin. If you're engaging in such sin, I call on you now in the name of Jesus Christ to cease, to halt your mistreatment of other people. It is not right, and you will be judged for it. If you don't repent and change, you will stand before the judge of this world, and you will be condemned. You need to know what your future is if you think that you're going to continue on abusing and mistreating other people. You will be damned. It's that simple. So it's time for anyone who is mistreating and abusing others, whether it's through drunkenness and rage, whether it's through sexual violence or murder, any kind of these abuses will be judged most severely by the Lord. So it's time to repent. It's time to stop, and it's time to change. Now, there's individuals that are experiencing mistreatment, experiencing abuse, experiencing enslavement, and know that God looks with pity upon you, with mercy upon you. You may not get freedom and good treatment here in this life. And I'm going to be honest with you. Humans may conspire to continue to violate God's will and suppress you and mistreat you, and you may have to go through that in this life. The early Christians experienced a great deal of suffering and persecution and jail and martyrdom. Just because you're a believer in Jesus Christ does not mean that this life will be easy or that it will be fair. Sinful human people may decide to mistreat you and abuse you, jail you, beat you, or even kill you. Now, that doesn't stop our joy of salvation, and it doesn't stop the resurrection to eternal life and the wonderful future we have with the Lord in eternal life. That's what ultimately gives the Christian joy, not just the current circumstances. So these people in Egypt, the Jews, the ancient Jews and the ancient Egyptians, why did God act for them and not other people that were enslaved, other cultures? Because he gave his promise to send the world Savior through the Jewish people. That's why it says in verse 25, he was concerned about them, or he noticed their groaning in slavery, because he had promised that it was through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the Jewish lineage that the Christ would come. Jesus Christ is Jewish, and he is the world Savior. And so all the way from the Garden of Eden on, God is protecting and cultivating his plan of salvation. So whenever in the Old Testament the Jews get in trouble or it looks like they're going to be destroyed, God is going to preserve them. He saves them for the sake of his plan of salvation. That's why he's freeing the ancient Jews from Egypt, That's why many times he gave them military victories when they were vastly outnumbered or their enemies were stronger than them. It's solely because he had promised that it was through those people that the Savior of the world would come. And then on into the New Testament, God is no longer giving political military victories to his people. He's giving spiritual victory. The church that Jesus established is a spiritual kingdom. It is not a political military kingdom. So to the world, it looks like Christians are losers. To the world, they try to persecute and dominate the Christians. But we're not living for a political earthly glory and kingdom here. We're living for an eternal kingdom, one that Jesus will bring about when he returns. So this concern of God that he has for the enslaved, it does factor you in. It does reach you, and God is concerned about the fact that you're oppressed or abused, but what he offers you is not just help from individuals now. Maybe there's a family that can help, or maybe there'll be a change in the government that can bring some relief to the oppression. Maybe it'll be Christian organizations that come in and bring food and aid and medical supplies. God will send people to try to help alleviate your suffering, but it won't be perfect in this life. This is what you need to understand. God is offering you an eternal redemption. In Jesus, he is offering you a final solution to abuse and suffering and enslavement, and he wants you to be free from your biggest enemies, which are Satan, sin, and death. This is what he offers through Jesus Christ. For now, you may have to endure, you may have to suffer a little while longer, but he is going to grant you ultimate release, ultimate freedom. This has encouraged people in difficult situations for generation after generation. We hold on to Jesus Christ. He suffered so that you might be freed. Please put your hope in that, trust in that. In this life, there may be difficulties, but through Jesus Christ, God is bringing you ultimate redemption, ultimate freedom, freedom from enslavement, and life everlasting in his name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.